Welcome back to the conclusion of the 2012 Grammys, HorribleNight.com's Game of the Year deliberation and award selection show. We're in the final push here. We've got 11 awards, including the biggest of them all. Let's get rolling with
best fanfic.
Oh, that
goes to Ethan Moses,
Chris Redfield, Barry Burton spanking
the Mark and Samantha Redfield
thing
story.
That
the beginning. Go ahead.
That was a great Photoshop.
Yeah, like, that's not really on my spreadsheet.
Yeah.
But mobile game of the year is...
I saw some new TF2 characters the other day, accidentally, on... what's the website with all that artwork and shit? Digital or whatever? That, you know what I'm talking
DeviantArt?
About. DeviantArt? Yeah,
DeviantArt. Yeah. This is what
I'm sorry.
This is what happens.
Are you talking?
At hour five of our recording of our four-hour podcast. Yes. Mobile,
Scout had abs.
Mobile game and of the year. Mobile game of the year is... This is iOS, Android platform... And Windows Phone platform games. The nominees.
Okay, not real games, right, Josh?
Yeah, Josh isn't going to participate in this
discussion. I can't vote. I don't play those games. I literally cannot vote.
The nominees are Super Hexagon, Draw Something, Angry Birds Space, Dungeon Village, Middle Manager of Justice, Call of Cthulhu, The Wasted Lands, Rayman Jungle Run, Letterpress, and Bad Piggies. What's Dungeon Village? We know this got a couple good couple votes on our
dungeon simulation game. I actually did a Cheap and Dirty Gamer on it. Yep. You know, it has majesty like qualities, kind of indirect management of a town, but you know, I don't. It's not. It's fun novelty, but not a whole lot of skill to it.
Excuse me. Has anybody else played Middle Manager of Justice? This is the new Double Fine.
I have not.
I played a little bit of it.
Management sim where you're managing a bunch of superheroes, giving them tasks to do to level up and do battle. I was impressed. Good first impression. I don't know longevity wise. Draw Something was the you know, the big deal all for a majority of the year, but I think it fell off and I'm cutting it. Letterpress is my current new favorite to play with a bunch of random people. It's a Boggle-style word game. Has either of you guys played that?
Mm-mm.
Not yet.
For the Rovio joints, I would give the nod to Bad Piggies. I really like Bad Piggies. It's... I've had fun playing by myself and also I've been showing that game off to my girlfriend's daughter and she's really enjoyed it and it's kind of where it won some points for me. So that'd be one of my finalist recommendations. Rayman Jungle Run, that's basically Rayman as an infinite runner.
I like it. Yeah. It's really good though.
Yeah, I'm not really a huge fan of infinite runner.
It's not really an infinite runner so much. I mean, it plays like one, but the levels are concrete. They end.
Yeah, I guess not infinite. It's a runner, though. Is that accurate?
Yeah. It's a runner.
Would you call it a finite runner?
It's a finite runner.
Call of Cthulhu.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome game. Awesome game. Okay. I've got Josh looking at it right now. He'll probably think it sucks, but...
And then Super
this
Hexagon.
Is awful.
Super Hexagon. Did you play that, Aaron?
I play a lot of Super Hexagon. Yeah.
Would you put it up here in this finals list?
I would put it up there. I jumped back to it on and off throughout the year since it came out, and it's one of the first games I had on my iPhone, and I have yet to last a minute in that game, but it's always worth a try.
So I've got our finalists right now down to four. Bad Piggies, Rayman Jungle Run, Call of Cthulhu, Super Hexagon, cutting Middle Manager of Justice and Dungeon Village unless anyone wants to tell me not to.
Yeah, the only frame of reference I have is Dungeon Village.
And Letterpress getting cut.
I like Call of Cthulhu better.
All right, I'm going to consult our votes because we actually have a few mobile gamers.
you can't control.
Super Hexagon gets multiple votes. Rayman gets multiple votes. Bad Piggies isn't getting any love, damn it. But I can't fight for it. So I'm going to drop Bad Piggies. Our finalists are Rayman Jungle Run, Call of Cthulhu, and Super Hexagon. I can't speak to any of these games.
Call of Cthulhu, I really great game. I have it right here in front of me.
What about between Super Hexagon and Rayman?
They're like two different things. Yeah. It's it's really tough to say. Between the two, Rayman's got a really good style, but yeah, again, maybe to the detriment of just saturation. There are a lot of runners out there, and while it does it really well, and it doesn't just go on forever, Super Hexagon is just so simple and mesmerizing.
It's what I want out of a game on my phone.
It has good music.
Yeah. Good music.
So sell me. Sell me on Cthulhu.
It's a turn-based strategy game. It has the Cthulhu mythos connected to it. I mean, if you like turn-based strategy games, it's a really good one on... Is that loud?
No.
On iPad. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to... I mean, I was impressed with how it played... I mean, how much time I got out of it. I mean, I got it put like 15 hours into the game.
Really?
A lot of length to it.
What are your game sessions like? Is it work? And like, can you save after every turn and turn it off and then come back to it for hour-long sessions? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I usually played it in really big, like, long.
I'm just trying to figure out, was Super Hexagon kind of like a flash in the pan, like just the trend for that couple months that it was kind of a big deal for a while, but... Longevity-wise, I know it's jumped to other platforms now, but is it... I don't know.
Nothing's really changed about it since it came out. I don't believe there's any updates to it. So, yeah, it was like a big thing, but whether or not people are still playing Super Hexagon, I guess, depends on
if it grabbed you. You took a quick glance at Call of Cthulhu, Josh.
I couldn't. It was the very beginning, and I couldn't control it, so... I have no opinion of that. I didn't even play it.
It's not a quick look game.
No. I was like, oh, let's move the game. I don't have an opinion of that. Don't look at me.
No. I'd give it to me.
I can't.
I don't feel strongly. And I can't feel strongly in any of these. You want to fight for Super Hexagon, Aaron? Or do you want to concede to Cthulhu?
So I'm up against Ethan for Cthulhu, and that's about it.
Yeah.
The light year on this mobile.
Well, there's probably like more. Yeah, it seems like it's an argument against simplicity and complexity.
Yeah,
Cthulhu's just gotta have more to it than Hexagon. But Hexagon is fun for what it is. So I mean, for the sake of moving on, I would concede to Cthulhu if Ethan sings his praises.
I do. I sing them loud.
I can't tell if you're just being an ass.
I really did. I really was. You know, it's not a perfect game. I mean, again, it's still an iPad game, but I was really impressed with how it
is. It your mobile game of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Hands down. Hands down. By default.
Damn.
Well, that's okay though. I mean, here's the thing. We don't play a lot of mobile games, sure. And when we do,
I like our finalists, and I can't fight, and yeah, I've got similar issues with both games as far as like questioning some of their longevity and mass appeal and that kind of thing, but I can't get those answers, so Call of Cthulhu.
Well, and it's actually coming out on Steam Greenlight as well.
Cool.
So it's got some beef to it.
When Josh decides to return. We'll do. Next up is our handheld game of the year because some of us bought some handheld games this year.
Some of us did.
The nominees are Code of Princess, Resident Evil Revelations, Kid Icarus Uprising, Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy, Crash Mo, and Snake Eater 3DS. Crash Mo, did you get to play any of that? Aaron.
No.
Damn it. So they crash. And Crash Mo
I just
has
watched
to,
a video.
Crash Mo, I think, has to get eliminated just because we can't speak to it. So.
Yeah, I was hoping to play it, but just didn't.
I know the feeling. So it leaves us, wow, 5 games, 3 spots, Code of Princess, Resident Evil or Revelations. Tell me, Joshua. Oh.
One second.
Theater Rhythm. Is it Game of the Year material for you?
I don't know. It's one of my favorite games of the year just due to how much I played it and how much I enjoyed my time with it. But it's a very nuanced thing since it's you gotta like Final Fantasy, you have to be a fan of that music and just doing a rhythm game over and over and over again.
But how's that compare to your Kid Icarus time?
Kid Icarus is just a fun game. It's built off that platform of old Kid Icarus, which I only played a little bit of and I have it on my 3DS now. And just that leap between that first game, not acknowledging the second one since I don't know anything about that, but Uprising is just a ton of fun. But I guess for being a handheld game, I never really played it while in motion just due to the nature of it being kind of an on-rail shooter half the time.
Can't play it while pooping. It's not a handheld game.
But I can play it while pooping.
Excuse me.
Well, where do you put the stand?
What stand?
It comes with a stand.
What?
Resident Evil Revelations?
Okay. It was really good. Mm-hmm. It was not a traditional Resident Evil game in the sense that it like of controls and shit, but the ship that most of the game took place on was a classic setting. And it had shooter controls. If you played it with the Circle Pad Pro, it handled just like whatever modern stuff. You could dual stick shooter game. Without it, it had like Resident Evil 5-ish kind of tank controls a little bit. But it's still like it was solid. It looked really good. I enjoyed the atmosphere. I was actually really. It's worth noting. It was. Like, really, really impressive visuals.
Yeah.
And the 3D was awesome. Like, sold me on the 3D. Like, that's what sold me. I played that, 3D cranked up, and went, oh, shit. This is good. but just as a Resident Evil game, like, it was pretty satisfying. I didn't beat it, so I can't, like, speak to, like, does the end just, you know.
I beat it.
But I liked it. I liked it a lot. I thought it was good.
Snake Eater.
I also didn't play like the full thing, just the demo. But I like Snake Eater a lot, and it was fine. Okay. It was totally fine.
So here's what I'm looking at for the
final. If I hadn't already played that game a bunch, I would have probably bought that and played it on.
Tell me what you think about my finalists here. Resident Evil Revelations, Kid Icarus, Code of Princess, and then that's Dropping Theater Rhythm and Snake Eater.
Yeah, I've seen Code of Princess in action. I haven't played it myself. It's just because I haven't had time yet. I will probably play it at some point.
It's the handheld game I give a shit about.
Yeah,
I mean, in a positive way. It came out really.
I was super.
It's the only one I really care to play right now.
I was super hyped about it. So both of us. I just didn't get it.
I bought a handful of games at start. Played a lot of them, but Super Mario 3D Land and Code of Princess were the two that stuck with me.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You didn't play Resident Evil yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't get behind it and say, yeah, game of the year material, but I don't. Can you guys get behind either Resident Evil or Kid Icarus with any gusto?
Oh, man. Yeah, Kid Icarus looked pretty cool, but that's not my style of game.
I kind of want to dock it for that the stand and handheldness. You know, it's kind of frustrating.
I just like it.
Being
on rails as it is, like that kind of like that didn't appeal to me at all. So I just didn't. I saw it, didn't play it. So I can't really vote on it, or I guess I shouldn't vote against it because I didn't play it. Because that's kind of I said that earlier.
It's like half on rails and then the other half is kind of like a third person shooter of sorts.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it is a game that could have been maybe on the Wii itself.
Yeah.
Or just on a console, something like that. But I had a lot of fun with it. It's quirky. It's got a good sense of humor. It was just a really fun, kind of delightful game to play, regardless of the platform it was on. But I liked Resident Evil 2. It surprised me.
Which one would you pick between the two?
Between the two, it's really tough. I like them both for different reasons. But, I mean, Resident Evil was just between Revelations and Resident Evil 6, which none of us played. I mean, it gave me that Resident Evil fix that probably got me through the year on that type of game. So I could give it to Revelations.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Revelations. I Code of Princess, I think, has more of a niche following. Like, it's not going to appeal. Yeah. I think, and I haven't played enough of it to like. Nothing really got me excited about it. I was like, this is cool because it's different. But I feel like Revelation sounds like a solid game, and the fact that you're saying also that it bumped
it's like
the 3D
a good
stuff's
Resident
cool.
Evil game. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Handheld game of the year. Cool.
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome.
Resident Evil Revelations. So what's going on? This is like, I got so used to fighting.
Maybe it's
like,
because I stepped out.
Yeah, it was actually.
Well, I don't have a handheld. Well, I do, but it's not one I want to talk about.
Here we go. Co-op game of the year.
That's more like a game and no one wants to watch.
Some people do. They're called perverts, and they pay $5 an hour.
That's bullshit. No one has ever paid to look at any of your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Co-op game of the year nominees. Borderlands 2. Halo 4. Orcs Must Die 2. Diablo 3. New Super Mario Bros. U. And Zombie Mode of Black Ops 2. Which, it sounds like...
Yeah, we can take that one off.
I'm just not super impressed.
Yeah.
There's like more to it than the other zombie modes in the other games, but it's just like a little bit. It's like they had like, oh, like let's make the map kind of bigger on this one.
Yeah.
Not a transit mode. And,
not enough to make it.
But it still feels like weird. It feels weird. Playing it, I'm going, this is a weird. It still feels kind of tacked on. Which is, you know, a terrible slight, but I think that, you know, if that game ever goes standalone, they'll give it some real attention and it'll feel right. But yeah, I don't think that's it.
So Borderlands 2 makes the finals. Any objections?
Yes. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Great co-op.
I'm going to stick to an earlier argument against Super Mario Bros. U. As far as like it. The instances I've seen it, it's more competitive than co-op as far as...
It makes cooperating difficult.
Yeah.
A lot of ways. It's just hard because you're always just trying to avoid each other. And I mean, it's fun. I play it co-op and it's fun. And that's totally fine. It's just that it just gets so...
Okay.
It causes fights. Co-op, a good co-op game shouldn't do that.
Two spots for three games. Halo 4, Orcs Must Die 2, Diablo 3. Orcs Must Die 2.
I've got to fight for that.
Okay.
That is...
That's pretty cool.
That is an awesome co-op game.
And,
awesome.
And you have to cooperate so much in that, more than any other game.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't work together,
you're
boned.
But it's really, really fun. And actually, I played with Josh. I played with Aaron. I played with my buddy Matt Hiddle, like numerous times. Awesome, awesome game. Awesome game.
Okay. Diablo 3 is a fantastic co-op experience.
I agree.
Personal preference, I still would go with Halo 4. I have more fun. It's my co-op game of choice. I'd concede to Borderlands 2 on it, but having experienced both co-op situations, like I still, for whatever reason, as friendly as Diablo 3 was, I still prefer to play single player on that. And
You were maybe alone in that? I don't know. Well, how much did you play single player?
I played probably 50% of my time was single player, 50% was co-op, but that is a co-op game.
Played
co-op.
I never played Diablo 3 alone.
Yeah. Okay.
And I played a lot of Diablo 3.
Where are you
Halo
at?
4, it's I like playing through the campaign like with you and the other guys from the site and stuff, and that's really fun. I think the Spartan Ops is kind of mediocre.
But they're
it's
they're,
fun.
But
it's good.
But
it's
they're
good.
Doing more and more and more.
I know. I know that, and that's great. Mm. But it's not. It's not like
and
amazing
trucks.
I know. No, I know that. I know that, and it's really, 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 really. It's really, really fun. But is it better? Is it a better co-op experience than? Than I is it, did I have more fun playing co-op in okay. Halo 4 than I did
Aaron,
something else?
Aaron and Josh, Halo 4 versus Orcs Must Die 2.
Orcs Must Die 2.
Yeah. Okay. I've played Halo 4 with both of you, so gotta concede.
We had a moment.
Oh, damn it. Just,
yeah. the thing is, it's like you could play Halo 4... campaign mode by yourself and it's the same game pretty much, like you're the same, and like when you're in there they don't even make up a reason for you being there, the second player. Orcs Must Die 2 over Halo 4.
Yeah
compared to other games, maybe it'll turn out different.
It's Halo 4 and Diablo 3, it's my hang up. Like I want to get Halo 4 in there.
But so much co-op Diablo 3. It's just like it's so easy to get into. But
are you still playing that?
Easy.
Are you still playing it?
Diablo 3?
Yeah.
I haven't much lately, but just because my co-op partners are not playing games really right now like that. So like, well, mostly Kylie like isn't playing it right now.
Well, and to its
she's playing Mario Brothers by herself.
To
mostly.
Its credit, there came a point in Diablo 3 where I mean, you had to communicate with your co-op players, but it was not as necessary once you got like your build down and whatnot. I mean, it was
more fun with multiple players. Yeah. The game got more difficult, which was better,
and everyone played off each other really well.
Yeah,
I mean, it
combining loot, somebody's concentrating on crafting, someone's doing the jewel shit, and like it just was like
jewels in Warcraft.
But our marathon was awesome. We had a really, really good time.
Yeah, you guys sure did.
Yeah.
I know. But even after that, that's
best
one of the
day one experience.
But I never play co-op games with people I don't know. I mean, I rarely do that, and I did with this game.
Well,
later on. I mean,
okay, Aaron, tell me not crazy that I still can't let it go. I know you're not. I don't think you played much Diablo 3. Or did you play Diablo 3?
I have Diablo 3, and I've only ever played it by myself, like a sad person. And so I can't really speak to the merits of it, but I'm sure, I don't know, my only hang up with Diablo 3 would just be that if you jump in late, it's kind of, if all your friends have their builds down, that could be an issue, but it also seems like the game just comes into its stride after you unlock higher difficulty levels.
And I don't, like I know Ethan's not going to get behind Halo 4, but the three of us, we're not really going back to Diablo 3 much after that launch. You played it. You played a ton of it, though.
What are the other games in here?
The other game, Borderlands 2, Orcs Must Die 2, and Halo 4, and Diablo 3.
I mean, to me, Diablo 3 is not the best co-op game, but I would pick that over Halo just because, again, it was released in May, and
it's my favorite month.
No, but hey, but you said going back to we're not going back to Diablo 3 anymore. It's because we played the hell out of it from May.
Oh,
to like
July I put
or
a
August.
Shit ton of hours
in
that.
So yeah, and
I would go back and play it. That here's the deal, all the Diablo games, I will play again and again and again. I played Diablo 2. I went back to it for like 8 fucking years.
Yeah,
like. Okay. I'm going to play more Diablo 3. It's fun. It's fun to play.
All right.
And with co-op, it is so much better.
Mm-hmm. Remarkably better.
Halo 4, though, co-op.
I give up.
I would, if you're going to match up, if you're going to try to drop something off, compare it with Borderlands 2.
No, I would concede Borderlands 2 to Halo 4.
Yeah.
Just the structure of it.
I'm just saying.
The promise of look, I think I'm going to play that game longer than Halo 4, and So, finalists: Borderlands 2, Orcs Must Die 2, and Diablo 3. No one's allowed. Where's everybody lying on this one?
This one's This is pretty tough. I'll be honest with you.
The three of you have played all three games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I let me be honest, Borderlands 2.
Do
built,
it.
Built.
No, lie to me first.
I'm going to lie to you first. It's built around having a really great cooperative experience, okay? But the times that I played, and not with people I know, was not the most enjoyable. I didn't play with people I knew. It wasn't the most enjoyable game. Orcs Must Die. It was easy to find people that I wanted to play with because I knew them. It was easy. There was no randomness to it. And it
wasn't easy to find people in Borderlands 2?
It was easy to find people, but it wasn't fun to play once I found them. In Orcs Must Die 2, I knew the people that were playing. I was able to play with them. And it was more, to me, in Borderlands 2, co-op made it more fun, but I still had a really good time playing it, you know, by myself.
Yeah.
Orcs Must Die 2, completely different game co-op. You more dependent on your co-op partner, and when
did
you
elevate it, did it elevate it?
Oh, it a completely different game.
I can't imagine it.
Is this your co-op that
single player?
Is that your co-op game of the year?
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
So, where are you at?
I'm okay with that.
Aaron,
Between Borderlands 2 and Orcs Must Die, Borderlands 2, if you have your friends, it's good. I would never play that game with strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Orcs Must Die is just something different. Like, just knowing that you've got your bro on the other side and you've got to, like, build up these lanes and stop the orcs, and it's all about working together. Whereas Borderlands 2, you can steal guns from each other.
Yeah.
And it's always, like, a decision. Who gets this? Who wants that? Orcs Must Die 2 is just simple, to the point. Let's kill orcs.
And you have
but there's strategy, and you have to communicate on that too, or really trust the other person.
Yeah,
that's the thing. When you're playing that co-op, your placement of your traps has to kind of be in sync.
Mm-hmm.
And when the waves start coming, you got to like know when to go over and help the other guy and stuff. And like I can't imagine. I don't see the point of playing Orcs Must Die 2 single player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because it's like that experience. Like when first one came out. We all said, dude, this would be so good co-op.
And I love that single player, but co-op, it completely different game and awesome. Like, so much fun.
Yeah, really, really fun.
Orcs Must Die 2, co-op game of the year.
Yep.
But play all these games with your friends.
But yeah, play them all.
Play all of them
with
your friends.
There's no reason not to play any of them.
That's
PSA.
Don't be selective. Play all of these games.
The real winner of this category for me is actually PlanetSide 2. But you can't put competitive games that have teams in a co-op game thing, because that's not...
It got weird. Hey, competitive multiplayer game.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Nominees are Awesome Knots, Black Ops 2, PlanetSide 2, Halo 4, Tribes Ascend, Counter-Strike Go, Global Offensive, Need for Speed Most Wanted, Natural Selection 2, Trials Evolution, Rock Band Blitz. Blitz, I love you. See ya.
No, not about that one.
I don't know what I was like.
Natural Selection 2 was great, a lot of fun, but I can't stand behind it.
Really? Why?
I think it needs a little tiny bit more... I don't know. I don't know what it was about it. I never felt like... Maybe it was the people I was playing with. Great game. I'm not saying it's not a good game. But when I'm looking at that compared to the one that I know is going to win, you know what I mean? Like, almost like I don't even need to get back.
Yeah, but you got these other games that could get some recognition here. So you got to fight for those, too.
Okay, you actually...
Tribes. Another nominee for dismissal.
It's good, but I wouldn't put it above Counter-Strike, PlanetSide, or Natural Selection 2.
It's not going to make it. Halo 4, it's more Halo.
I don't like the competitive forms of Halo. There's no way I'm voting for
it.
It's
got my vote.
I do too.
Because I love the co-op shit.
Yeah.
But I've, that game competitively, all I do is get my ass stomped, so I'm not voting for it, but I know that so many people love it, so I'm aware of that, and I don't think they're all idiots. Same thing with Call of Duty, although I think Call of Duty is a better multiplayer experience. But I don't think either of them is better than the three I named before.
Black Ops 2. Same kind of stuff.
It's good, solid, stuff. Yep. Really solid. Doesn't change anything, really, though. It's pretty much, you know.
God,
but it's good.
I'm giving my nod to Awesome Knots, but like I liked it as an intro to MOBA, and like I also like the support that it's gotten on Steam, and that they keep pushing through. It's kind of like an indie darling, but I stopped playing it. Yeah. And okay, we've narrowed it down to PlanetSide 2, Counter-Strike Go, Need for Speed Most Wanted, Natural Selection 2, Trials Evolution. When you pick three, I will fight for Need for Speed Most Wanted because this is a fucking competitive category, and I haven't had a game in a long time drive me to be competitive, like, and just to the fact that it encourages you to just be a dick when you're being competitive. I love it for that. And
you know what I like about that game is the fight to get to the race. Because everyone's like racing to get to the race. Like, holy shit.
I think it's genius. I really do. I love it.
I like to throw a nod to Trials. I thought that was a hell of a lot of fun. And I don't love racing type games.
And to me it had two elements this time, because we had so much fun just doing the multiplayer races and then the leaderboard shit. Like, I was heavy into that for a while.
I didn't dig that so much because anybody that was like really good was just always gonna just completely destroy all my times. But the local multiplayer was super fun, but it just had it was lacking tracks. It needed more tracks.
Yeah.
They were really limited in like the difficult tracks. Like, that was really weird. It's weird. Stuff. Yeah, and you know what? Half of those were buggy pieces of shit. Let's be honest. But so that you can't argue that. Argue that.
I don't know what you're talking about, because we didn't have any problems with any of the tracks we downloaded during the marathon.
Jesus. So and then it's like, and also you kind of got boned on game. There was one of the game modes you couldn't do local multiplayer. So that was kind of meh. But it was fun. I like that game.
Mm-hmm. Looking
it
at
was
this,
fun to watch.
Looking at these five, are you still going to fight for Natural Selection 2? For competitive.
No. Although, it's really good. It's really well done. Yeah. It's so well done. Because you have to really coordinate as a team. Like, when you play in a serious game, like, you get on an online server and you're just, like, playing, like, for real. Everyone's on voice and shit. It gets so intense.
Who are you fighting
Super
for, Aaron?
Super intense.
Which one? PlanetSide 2, Counter-Strike Go.
I'm going to say Counter-Strike
better.
Need
for Speed, Trials Evolution.
I guess I haven't played a whole lot of those. I've been meaning to do Need for Speed multiplayer, but I've watched that in action, and it looks hilarious. Tons of fun. So I get what you're saying about, you know, people being dicks, and, you know, it's almost every man for himself, every car, every truck.
I respect a game that encourages you to be a dick, and people can't really get mad at you for it.
Mm-hmm.
That is brilliant.
Yeah,
that is
different.
That is brilliant design. Like,
yeah, I like that game. That's a good. I like that game. It's fun.
So yeah, I think that should probably make it to the finals.
You okay with that, Josh?
Most wanted, yeah.
All right. Counter-Strike Go, PlanetSide 2. I can't really argue against PlanetSide 2. Yeah. It's a fucking global conflict.
It's
insane. Insanely good.
Yeah.
And I really like CSGO. It's really fucking good. I like Counter-Strike in general. It's always been awesome. And for to have like a new one out, it's cool. It's just well made. All the little touches, like, stats wise, like, you know, they added all that shit in from TF2. Like, they upgraded, they had the upgraded engine going. And that game has really, I mean, it's meant to be competitive. Everything, you know, matchmaking stuff, you know, the 5-on-5 shit. But you can also play in kind of like bigger fuck off games, like a big 10-on-10 or some shit like that. I like playing in those and just being like, you know, sometimes you get more kills that way and stuff like that. But if you want to play like a really intense match, like Counter-Strike, for a good period of time was the number one competitive game on like the planet. So you know, besides maybe StarCraft 1, put that aside.
In my Unreal Tournament.
In like everywhere but Korea, Counter-Strike was the game. And so we just got a new one, and I think it's a better version. So it's fun. I like it. I like Counter-Strike.
I thought there was a butt coming. I was hoping for a butt.
It's not better than PlanetSide 2.
Is it better than Trials? I would fight for Trials. It's just been... as far as like my leaderboard game of the year, like
I can't believe a leaderboard game would make it onto this. Because you might as well talk about pinball and Pac-Man and shit. Like that's just a weird thing for me. Multiplayer.
I almost put
leaderboards
pinball
in 2012.
What if I told you I almost put pinball on this list,
and I would have been like, "Oh, that's great," but there's no way I would put it above some of these other games.
But that's all that I don't know.
I would put Natural Selection 2 above Trials as well. As a competitive multiplayer, like the competitive part. How is Trials more competitive or better at the competitive aspects than the games I mentioned? If you can make a good valid argument for that, I'm listening.
I've never liked Counter-Strike, but that's like I like leaderboard games. I like going into competition with my friends. I like coming back the next day and seeing my scores beat, and then...
But that game doesn't do anything with leaderboards different than any other game that does shit with leaderboards.
But its gameplay lends itself well to those play sessions that you want to keep doing that.
You can say the same thing about any old school arcade games and shit like that.
And those are competitive.
But I would
pinball though.
I would speak
as well.
Yeah. I would speak though to the competitive couch co-op of that game, entertainment value.
That side of it, sure. Let's talk about that.
I think that is more than leaderboards. I mean, leaderboards adds to it, obviously. You look at fun factor. I mean, competitiveness, because I even won a couple of races, and that, I mean, I suck at that game. But it's just that fun, good,
Mario,
solid...
Mario Kart.
I will concede to Trials based on one reason alone, the bailout.
Yeah, there we go. I'm in. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right, Need for Speed Most Wanted, PlanetSide 2, Trials.
PlanetSide 2.
PlanetSide 2.
Aaron, we needed to play more PlanetSide 2 so we can keep contributing.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I'm okay with it. I got Need for Speed in the finals.
You shouldn't be okay with it. You should be fucking excited because we're gonna make a team. Yeah, all of us. Because
guess what? You get to play it too
with us.
Competitive multiplayer game of the year, PlanetSide 2.
Trucks.
Brought to you by Trucks. hey, another multiplayer category. Best local multiplayer. Fill up that couch to play some Trials Evolution.
Okay.
That's it. Get off the couch to play some Happy Action Theater. New Super Mario Brothers U. Double Dragon Neon. Worms Revolution. Shoot Mini Robots.
That's it? Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. We didn't have more stuff.
Nope.
I feel like we should have more stuff.
Those
things didn't come out this year, though, did they?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
the things that you're thinking about.
Pole Riders is not eligible, and neither is Hidden in Plain Sight or other games. Played.
Trials.
Trials has to be on
for
that.
The same reasons we just talked about in competitive multiplayer.
Trials.
And then what else? Name more stuff.
I really enjoyed Shoot Mini Robots. But
over Double Dragon Neon, New Super Mario Brothers U, Happy Action Theater.
I mean, I can't argue to any of those.
What is this? What's the category name again?
Best local multiplayer.
Local? Okay.
This is you're in the same room.
Okay.
Yeah. Locally.
Now we can talk about some Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Because if you are playing with people and it's like, let's have some beers and play some Mario Twins.
Yeah.
Or quadruplets.
You take out, like, you don't necessarily have to cooperate, but you're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would Trials, New Super Mario Brothers. Okay. Worms Revolution is more Worms, for better or for worse. I have always preferred Worms games and the hot seat mode or LAN settings.
Yep.
Double Dragon Neon. We had a blast.
We did have a blast.
But I can't like get behind the fucking game.
No, I don't think it's good. Not really.
Same thing with Happy Action Theater. It was fun for 10 drunken minutes, and worth the 10 drunken dollars I spent on it.
But as soon as somebody shits in the lava, the game's over. You will never play it again.
So it's between Shoot Mini Robots, Worms Revolution, Double Dragon Neon. for the third.
I didn't play it local co-op, but I mean, Shoot Me to Robots was, I mean, stupid shooting
robots.
Robots. I mean,
a lot. Did anybody play it though? Local co-op. We didn't play it. We can't vote for a game we didn't play.
Well, I played it, but I played it.
Yeah, I know, but
I knew
it seems weird. It seems weird.
Think about what it would be like local co-op.
Well,
it
fuck, really, man, fun. Come on. I could
but you can pretend. You can get an idea. If we were wouldn't all playing, we would have fun
doing
playing it.
I'm doing the same thing with Worms.
But I feel bad because I didn't other Worms have games. Anybody to play with for
well,
so long.
That's
there.
Your fault.
Worms, then?
What?
I don't think we're doing Double Dragon.
We didn't play Worms.
Yeah, we did. Didn't we?
I played Worms.
Did you? We play local multiplayer?
No.
Then it can't be on the fucking list. We didn't play it. How did it get on the list?
Because you're going to Double Dragon Neon.
Seriously, we didn't play any other fucking local multiplayer games.
Not from this year. War
Some
in
of
the
us
North
got exported or deported.
Nothing. We didn't do any a game curious or something with two players or like a. I mean, what did we? We didn't get together and do. Okay, War in the North was not this year. We did. That was really fun.
Yeah, we really didn't do a whole lot
what
of
co-op games. What the fuck, man?
Well, you said,
don't,
I hate
don't
local
do this.
Co-op.
Don't, shut up. Get out of here. Insanely Twisted Shadow Plan, did that come out this year?
Nope. On PC, but not.
Hang on, we're missing something. There's something missing here.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah, let's come back to it.
What the hell?
Well, but, I mean, okay. Do we need to come back to it? Because I think we know what...
Wait, Halo!
But did you play it local?
No, we didn't play it local. Well, we played LAN, but not like on the same screen.
Local. Right.
Local area connection. Local area counts?
Nope.
Just local to a single screen?
If you think about it like that, we're on Earth and in regards to the universe.
Wait, I played Twisted Metal split screen.
You're going to put...
No, let's put Double Dragon on there.
Okay, we'll do it.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we had fun.
It was fun. It was dumb fun.
If you smiled, you had
fun. Yeah, we had fun the whole time.
Trials or Super Mario Brothers? Which wins? I'm going for Trials.
Trials.
Yeah. It's fucking Trials.
And down.
Trials Evolution wins best.
It's the origin of Dammit Da. It's got the bailout. There's no reason for it to... Not
a lot
win.
Of zaniness, a lot of fun.
Oh, woo! Super zany, super wacky.
Wacky, wacky.
Maximum wackiness.
Maxi wack.
Maxi wax.
Maxi wax.
Maxi wax.
Oh,
that's a feminine hygiene product.
And we didn't play Batman 2. That would have helped. But Lego Batman.
Nope.
Okay. That brings us to best game. Wait, hold on. Let me get this right. Let me get my names of shit right.
I really want to eat one of these Tootsie Rolls, but... I think it's just going to be gross.
Music.
You do it.
Game music of the year.
Oh, boy. This is going to be tough. There's a lot of good stuff.
A lot of good ones.
Journey. Dust Force. Fez. Darksiders 2. Make a face at the games you didn't play. Hotline Miami. Dust and Elysian Tale. Awesome Knots, the theme song. Mass Effect 3. The song that makes me cry. Dragon's Dogma theme. And Retro City Rampage. Somebody help.
Those are my votes. My
we have 10 finalists.
Dragon's Dogma gets my vote for that theme song.
Oh, it's so fucking
if
good.
We're just talking
over
about
Awesome Knots.
Oh, I didn't say not over Awesome Knots. I'm just saying that.
It's so right. Catchy.
Even though I made fun of him for making a face, Darksiders is the weakest link.
I was going to say, I threw that on just because I couldn't think of anything else.
Dust Force soundtrack. That whole CD
we need
is
to put it on there because you've been talking
awesome.
About it.
Awesome. Yeah. I listened to that. I've listened to that probably 200 times. No fucking shit.
Yeah.
There's days where it's on repeat. There's days where, I mean, even if I'm just listening to like a couple of songs, I mean, that's all I do. Life Formed. Dust Force soundtrack. That's it.
That's what you jazzercise to, isn't it?
Fuck, it's good. It's really good. Real good.
We have to put that on there because you've been talking about it a lot. I want to buy it now. Soundtrack.
It's
not
chip tune, but it's like, oh man. Oh, ooh.
Hotline Miami.
Oh, soundtrack yeah. Oh, that is really good. That's really good.
I would put that there.
It's really good.
Wow. Fez is a disaster piece. Fantastic album, but against this competition.
It is really good, but it's going to be... I can't put it above probably four other things.
Journey.
Were you good? Yeah.
Were you hit by it, Aaron, while playing it?
I see. Let's do it out of the
game. I was just thinking about it. If I wanted to make an argument, but I don't know if I remember any Journey songs.
Yeah,
I don't stop
believing.
You can climb the sand dunes.
Right. Sand dunes, street lights, girl.
Red cloaks.
She's just
waving.
A small town stranger. Chirping to make me jump real high. She walked that sandy dune.
All right, Journey's in there. Journey soundtrack.
No, it's not. Yeah. Aaron and I passed on it.
I'm kidding. I don't want it in there. I listened to the soundtrack. I'm not outside of the game. I didn't play it in the game.
Same with Dust. As oppressed as I am that it continued to be that dude. Like,
great, but yes. But it was a really good soundtrack.
Mass Effect 3.
Ooh, man. It's up there.
It's up there. It's got a handful of great songs and plus just the...
The one at the end of the world or what it's... I can't remember what it's called, but it's like something at the end.
End of Days with Arnold
Schwarzenegger. The piano one. Oh. It's it makes you like, oh...
God, a Retro City Rampage is good.
Dragon's Dogma theme song is unbelievable.
They Bleed Pixels as well.
That also had a good soundtrack, but like... I think like the Dust Force soundtrack for me. I'm just throwing my shit out.
Yeah.
Dust Force has got to be in the finals.
That's no question.
Mm-hmm. Hotline Miami soundtrack. That's pretty fucking good.
It's getting a good push.
Dragon's Dogma.
But Dragon's Dogma and Mass Effect 3, those are the two things, and they're completely different. Like,
awesome knots.
Not no. Kay. It's great, but the Dragon's Dogma theme. Trump's the Awesome Knots.
I mean, I almost feel like I need the Awesome Knots intro to listen to that song and feel pumped up. With the Dragon's Dogma, I literally, when I can't get out of bed, when I feel hopeless, when I feel alone, mm-hmm. when I feel like there's nothing in the world that can help me, that song helps me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you fire that game up, though, if you do not get pumped to play the game, you might be an idiot.
Yeah.
All right. No.
So yeah. I'm not even going to
fight. Never skip that song.
I can't fight for Retro City Rampage in this mix. So two spots. Hotline Miami, Mass Effect 3, Dragon's Dogma.
Dogma.
Does Hotline Miami get a nod for being a full soundtrack? And then we pick one of the...
I'm okay with that. Are you guys okay with that? Anyone else?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Woo? So Mass Effect 3, mm-hmm. couple good songs and a great song versus the Dragon's Dogma theme.
Man.
I don't know.
That song is awesome.
Man, it's
in a different way than I think Mass Effect 3 is awesome. Like, I almost feel bad because the reason we like the Dragon's Dogma song is obviously not why you guys like the Mass Effect 3 song. I mean, I think literally like a competent composer put together the Mass Effect 3, whereas a really badass Japanese rock and roll singer.
Here's the other thing about the Mass Effect 3 song.
Like a Dragon Force cover band made the Dragon's Dogma soundtrack.
The Mass Effect 3 song that gets to Josh and I actually plays during the ending, which we hate, but we love this song and the emotions.
But it plays during other parts.
But that's not what... Okay, I think of the ending.
Does Aaron have a fucking vote of this thing?
No.
Please. Nothing?
What do you think? Dragon's Dogma.
Hey, do you have an opinion?
Dragon's Dogma theme is just great. You do get pumped. It's awesome. But Mass Effect 3's music just throughout the entire series is just really good. It's fitting. I can think of a song in my head right now. Just navigating the map screen alone, at least in 2... But I mean, we're talking about 3, but it's still the same kind of music.
Yeah. That particular song, the piano arrangement and shit is just like, the way it builds up, that's a better song than the Dragon's Dogma theme. The Dragon's Dogma shit is like fucking honorable mention because
Yeah.
That may be my new vote for hype package.
Wait.
the fucking intro song to that game. Holy shit.
What if we play the Dragon's Dogma theme as the intro to this category?
I'm okay with that.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Who wins? Dust Force. Life formed.
Yep. That's my vote.
Why not?
Can we play it live Force. Or something? What can we? Can
yeah,
we,
I have no idea.
I don't think we can I'll actually. We it. Can't actually do that legally, I don't think.
You okay with that, Aaron?
Yeah, Hotline Miami brings back horrible visions.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, we just got past that.
That the song that plays in your house, I can't remember the band's name. This is it's a you know, it's not like made for that game. It's a what the fuck is the name of that? Anyone? Anyone remember the name of the song that plays? No one knows it. Mm-hmm. Okay, never mind. Anyways, it just makes me want to throw up. I don't know why. It just reminds me of like summer days, just summertime. Ingesting things you shouldn't. Just like I just want to like lie down in some grass and vomit on myself after dude, after right, after cool. like a well, 2 day like fucked up.
That's
like
how I wanted
adventure.
To wrap up this category.
Yeah, that's a really.
I'm just you. Saying that's why I picked the Dust Force soundtrack. Life form.
Yeah. I picked you because you don't make me want to vomit on myself in the grass.
I don't know. Best game music. Life form for the Dust Force soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Spring, good job.
You
that felt fun. I felt like that was a fun category. We need to do another one of those.
We did a good thing. Yeah. Indie Developer of the Year.
Clay.
Nominees are...
Let's pick two and three.
Robot Entertainment for Orcs Must Die 2. Humble Hearts for Dust and Elysium.
That
Tale.
Guy.
Polygon for Fez. That Game Company for Journey. Clay for Mark of the Ninja, Don't Starve, and Shank 2. Runic Games for Torchlight 2. V Blank Entertainment for Retro City Rampage.
Dust Guy and Clay, I feel very strongly about.
I love Runic, love robot games.
You have arguments against those two that I said?
No.
I
don't.
I can't support... Well, I can't. I love Runic. I can't... In this competition, though. Not so much.
No.
Or... And same thing with V-Blank. Like, I respect the guy... The dude's dedication to Retro City Rampage with the end product. Still, it didn't last as well as I expected.
Yeah, I want that game company for Journey.
I'm putting into consideration. Polygon sounds like it's out.
Yes.
Clay did great things and had...
Hold on. So it's between... The two were... Yeah, it's between that game company and Robot Entertainment. Orcs Must Die 2, great game.
On what merits do you judge them?
Great. Orcs Must Die 2, great game, great support for that game, and amazing turnaround from Orcs Must Die 1. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes. Just...
That like, and they made some smart moves, taking care of their fans. They knew the PC was the platform to go on, and they ran with it. And I think there's some smart robots.
However,
that game Journey's a fucking beautiful game, and that game company has made some amazing shit. And Journey's monumental in Journey.
Mm.
And Humble Hearts was done by one dude, and Mark of the Ninja, was. Damn it.
Yeah.
And Don't Starve and Shank 2.
And Don't Starve.
And Don't Starve is, and it's such a different game from Marvel.
Although it's
Ninja.
Technically not out.
Right. But
that's, yeah. So you can go and buy the beta, right?
We've dipped our tips in Don't Starve. Yes. We're okay.
Yes.
I would, unfortunately.
God damn it.
I would take that game company over
Robot. Me too.
Just, and here's why. And I love. And Orcs Must Die 2. Hey, it got its. But I'm gonna say that Orcs Must Die 2 is still like it's like more of Orcs Must Die with co-op, and it's a great game. But Journey is like that thing that moved so many people, and they made something that like was like. You know, it got recognized in so many different ways by so many different people. I think it touched more hearts.
Yeah.
That if I had to compare just those two, I would have to give the edge, I think, for that reason. So they get my vote, just in between those two in the top three.
Aaron, yeah. You agree?
I agree.
Ethan?
Yeah. I'm not going to agree, but take it. Because okay. It didn't touch my heart.
Speaking of hearts, Humble Hearts gets my winner. No, my winner pick.
What a fucking achievement of one man.
One man.
Like, what in the hell?
Against video games.
Are you talking about finalists at that point?
You're talking about the winner.
I'm talking about the winner. Yeah, the finalists are Humble Hearts, Clay, and That Game Company.
I get that one guy did that. I get it.
But and it's Clay, a great game.
It is.
But Clay, I mean, to me, 3, 2.5, really good games.
Yeah.
When this guy comes out and he brings, what's next? I mean, I respect the one man team. I absolutely do. But
do you?
I do. Yeah, because I feel like every time I interview somebody, it's a one man team. But I feel like Clay, to me, and obviously because I'm more familiar with their games, did more and had a more
quality
wide variety
shit.
Of games. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Ethan on Clay.
Okay, let me double check.
I'll go with that. I'm okay with that too. That's
shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
On.
Because they indie developer dumped out more quality shit.
Yeah.
Name one. Can't
Clay.
Do it. Mark of the Ninja versus Dust. Like, what was a better game? Probably Mark of the Ninja.
Yeah.
Right.
Ninja.
I mean, like, let's be cool here.
And Shank 2 wasn't awesome, but for a brawler,
it's solid. Right, it's a solid game.
Yeah. And also, consensus among our votes is Clay. So I have to.
It's kind of cool seeing an indie developer pumping out games like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how. I don't know their backstory, but Humble Hearts guy. You know,
kudos.
Big props.
Gets kudos.
Big ups.
He is the introduction song to this. Can we do that?
Let's get him talking.
Let's put his picture on the award that we give to someone else.
Humble Hearts award.
That's really shitty. That's so shitty.
And developer of the year, Clay. Story of the year.
The Walking Dead, no, hands down.
The Walking Dead
was not the best story of the year.
Damn it.
Look at you.
Story of the year nominees. The Walking Dead. 99% of Mass Effect 3.
That's the best caveat.
The Secret World. The Spec Ops The Line. Ezra's Wrath. Dear Esther. Halo 4. In Dust and Elysian Tale.
Let's talk about. We want to just throw out the ones that everyone's going to be like, "This is great!" Like The Walking Dead. Are you guys going to go boners over that? Because I'm with it being the finals.
Yeah. Walking Dead.
I will.
I'm okay with going boners over it.
Okay. Walking Dead in the finals. Secret World.
I want to say the Secret World. This is why. Maybe across the board in terms of a linear storyline, maybe not the strongest, but the amount of time and effort that went into developing all those mythologies and all that kind of stuff, that's actually, they're actually right.
Mr. Dave's origin did have the best story.
But actual, games, I think the Secret World did a really good job outside of however you feel about the gameplay. They did a really good job of creating a bunch of different little stories. Big story. Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
Big stories.
You mother.
And the little legends that go with it. I thought that was. That is the strongest part of that game.
Yes. Story was its strong suit.
Yeah.
I mean,
I want to throw out Halo 4.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
What's a Didact? Dennis Didact?
I think it's a.
What the fuck?
Isn't that a PSN release? Or is it Dyad?
Dyad.
That was bad. That was a bad joke. But Dennis Didact was good.
Dear Esther, cool premise presentation.
But a little too
was it
for me.
Yeah.
A little too
I don't think it was enough for me.
It was
what is this?
Super fucking hipster. That was a fedora.
Oh, that was
brimming.
Not a hipster.
I was brimming.
Game. That was not a hipster game.
What?
That's above hipsters' heads. I don't think that was a hipster. Do you really think
it
was a hipster
game? Are you shitting me? The game with, no way to lose or anything? The game where you push W
I feel
is
like
not the fucking hipster game?
I feel like it's more like a kindergarten teacher
game. Would you say Passage was a hipster game? The indie game Passage where you just run to the right and eventually you're like your wife dies and then you die and shit. That little, you know, the dude who lives in the house and he's like,
that.
He's got, you know, that's why he's got hairy armpits and his weeds are too high and his neighbors complain.
What are you guys arguing?
Hipster.
Dear Esther's out.
What is happening? Because
I enjoyed it and I don't like hipsters.
Azra's Wrath.
Damn it. Am I a hipster?
Azra's Wrath was crazy, but the best story, yeah. I think there's maybe people that have perfected the craft a little more than the Azra's Wrath team. But hey, you know, big ups again.
Way to go.
It was a fun story.
Yeah. Dust is surprisingly well written.
What else do we have? What have we not eliminated right now?
Spec Ops, Secret World, Mass Effect 3.
Yeah. Spec Ops. Was pretty good. That was
I want Spec Ops.
Spec Ops was that was something else. That was pretty fucking awesome. Spec Ops goes in there, or I'm gonna stab a motherfucker.
All right, then. Secret.
But you forced my hand. I didn't want to do this. I didn't have a choice.
Secret World, Mass Effect 3, Dust.
Man, that Mass Effect 3 story was. Man, it was good. That was good. Good writing. Just good writing through and through. So many great wrap-up moments. But maybe just like not like since it was a wrap-up or a continuation of other stuff, I would be okay with that like maybe dropping off in favor of something that was just like new or original, I guess.
I don't feel that strongly for Dust.
But I love the story was the reason I
yeah.
I mean, there were a lot the game was amazing in a lot of ways, but Mass Effect 3 story kept me going like that. I you know, talk about finish the fight, you know? Like I gave shit about that game.
I can't put Dust above it. Secret World versus Mass Effect.
Oh, god damn it. I mean, I know what you're saying though, because it's not you're not talking about like the writing's the best. You're talking about like because story is more than that.
There's so many different little stories. I think about the jack-o'-lantern kind of little side mission that happens when you're in New England, and there's all this stuff built around it, and you're doing this research and this invest. I mean. There's multiple different things going on in these levels.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
go in and you have this overall kind of quest, but then there's all these legends of these. I mean, it was well done.
There's so much different. There's so many different like legends and myths and stuff that are touched on,
and it's
pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they do a good. They do a really good job on that. I mean. And I think the only argument against Mass Effect 3, just like you said, is it being a continuation of.
That's still really well done.
It is so good though.
And there's so many individual stories in it, and the overarching.
I would really fight hard for Secret World. I really would.
Oh God, it is.
Really would. I think they did a good job.
Tell me the difference between Secret World storytelling and. Sorry. World of Warcraft, when it started, like how it was building off of its universe and still kind of I feel like the season one of World of Warcraft.
No. you're right in that it's like the way it presents the stories are in definitely an MMO way,
mm-hmm.
but it has way better like in-game cutscene stuff, at least early on. I don't know if it continues.
Then compared to the Old Republic.
That handled that shit. Early on, Old Republic, or at least in between the grind.
Right.
Old Republic story, I think the character writing and stuff is better. Secret World just goes cool places constantly.
And a bunch of different... It's just a different type of story.
But like Mass Effect is just... You can't even touch the... That's not even a comparison on writing. It's also more epic, and... I have to give it to Mass Effect 3. On that. But Secret World, it just does some such cool shit.
Well, that's Secret World versus Spec Ops. Okay.
No, I can't. I
think Spec Ops has to be up there.
But I would take Secret World over Walking Dead.
No, you will not.
I wouldn't. I think the Walking Dead story stuff is really cool.
It's
great. I think Walking Dead story shit is great, get, and it's in there. It deserves there. To be there, for sure. We're not talking about gameplay. We're talking about story.
So we've got
which is why Secret World is in contention, because it's we're not talking about gameplay, because I don't think the gameplay is there, but I think the story, the, that stuff is really neat. But I don't think it's better than Spec Ops or Mass Effect 3.
And Aaron doesn't have a vote.
Walking Dead wins.
Wait. Are we? No. What I, are we didn't decide on the three.
I'm sorry. It's still Secret World versus Mass Effect 3, and
I mean, I haven't played Mass Effect 3, so I can't. I just think it's too complete. It's Secret World's like a buffet. A well-done buffet, there's a lot to it. It's really robust. But do you have the connections to the people and places as much as you do with the Mass Effect 3? No, because Mass Effect 3 is a trilogy.
That's kind of what gets me, like, is that stuff.
But
because it is handled so well, too, in Mass Effect 3. It's not just that it has the connections.
Yeah.
It's that it, like, it wraps up all these loose ends, and it makes you give a shit so many times. Like, there's an emotional range during Mass Effect.
I gave a shit 6 times.
So here's so here's how I can differentiate
7
this.
For me, but yeah, I get his
the
point.
Secret World
stands.
Is a collection of stories. Okay? Mass Effect is a novel. I will always give it to a novel over a collection of stories.
Okay.
Just because from a personal
but shout
standpoint,
but like shout out though to Secret World, because
Secret World opening music will play.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Every category has an opener.
Everybody. Everybody gets a blowjob when they read this.
This is a Secret World.
And a free Tom Selleck mustache.
The Secret World story of the year 2012.
All right.
Goes to The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead, Mass Effect 3, Spec Ops. It sounded like, Aaron, you're at least in the Spec Ops versus Walking Dead realm. Are you going with Walking Dead? Are you with me? Team me?
Fucking asshole.
I don't know. I'm like going back and forth on it now.
Oh, damn
it. I mean, The Walking Dead story is just really good, and it's really personal. Like, you get involved in
it's
it,
and personal,
you want things to go right.
It's personal. But, it wraps up so tightly. Like, it is just... It blew my mind.
I
like,
fucking
and all,
cried.
Like, I was misty. I was fucking misty. I was Nathan. I was almost Nathan Moses, blubbering, fool, like, borderline. That's
Walking Dead.
Something happened.
Cut to the
something
core and
happened
upset
to me. And
Spec Ops made me feel horrible, but Walking Dead made me feel like shit.
But that's good though. That they all extracted emotions from us. And there were there were some high points there with Mass Effect 3 as well, but
yeah, a lot.
Oh man,
I mean, the only
someone gonna talk me down from Walking Dead.
Let me say something.
Okay,
I was ready before, like, months ago, weeks ago. I was actually on this category. I was ready to concede Walking Dead to you. Because I recognize those. I don't think that... I think the way that story is presented to you is lame. I don't think the game is fun. However, the story is fucking amazing. And I was totally ready to concede it to you. And I was like, you know what? Mass Effect 3, though, is like, I want that. That shit better be second place. Because I really, really like those a lot of those the story bits. Some of those missions and stuff and the way they're wrapped up. Until I played Spec Ops. And... I'm having a hard time doing like a comparison here. Now, granted, I haven't finished Walking Dead, so I haven't, but I know some stuff because, you know, the internet and whatnot. But I've seen like 2 full episodes and bits of other ones, and I know where it's going. I know where it's going. And I get it. I totally get it. But the way Spec Ops tells its story is in a pretty unique way. And the way Walking Dead does it is like a really awesome evolution of a genre that has been doing that thing for a long time. It just does it way better than all the ones that came before it. Spec Ops is doing something else entirely. It's taking a genre that you just think you what you know what's going to happen, and then it flips it on its head in some really, really cool ways. in like crazy ways. And by the end of that thing, it's like, it's a commentary on a genre. It's a commentary on player agency. And it's like, there's so much shit going on there that's non-traditional that I think probably needs to be recognized. Because for something that was like, I mean, you got like, put the emotions aside, because both of these games were made you feel things in a different, maybe kind of different ends of the spectrum. Well, but it's similar in some ways. They like crisscross and then they
jumped around.
Yeah. That's actually yes. And but just in the way what Spec Ops did was like. Oh, just a crazy surprise. Like, it was a really, really cool, just a anomaly almost. Like, no one will do this again, or they shouldn't try.
Aaron, where are you at?
I definitely see where Josh is coming from. I mean, if you cut the emotions out and you just look at the stories that both games tell, they both have decision making. You make choices in the both of them. Things play out a little bit differently, but it all comes to a head the same way no matter who you are. And between those two stories, Spec Ops caught me off guard, and then at the end of it I'm like, wow, you know, this, you know, things, it doesn't end like you might think it should, where everyone's happy, you stop the bad guy, you save the day. And but The Walking Dead is like close to the road of familiarity. Like you saw some of the things coming, they play out that way, but you have the attachment to the characters, so you feel these emotions, and that's why I really like it. But I don't know, Spec Ops, if I cut all my emotions out and became a robot, Spec Ops probably had a better story than The Walking Dead.
No, I didn't play Spec Ops. I'd have to, by default, go Walking Dead.
I didn't play Spec Ops. I was, even when I thought I knew where Walking Dead was going, and also understanding the hype that I was walking into, having played it a while after the release of the final episode, episodes 4 and 5 just it took a turn that just grabbed me into the game and just made, like, I've never been that wrapped up emotionally, and yeah, it's tough to pull myself away from that to say, yeah, the story might not be the most unique as far as a zombie tale, but it's done so well, like just the beats throughout. Yeah. Like, I started thinking about stuff they foreshadow in the first couple episodes and how things tie back together in the end. And it's there aren't any loose ends. This is as tight of a story as I've experienced in media in a long time. And I don't know what you guys went through with Spec Ops.
It was a story that made you think. Like, it made you think. And it was never, like, it never insulted me. Like, it was, like, I always knew, like, that the writer was, you know, had, like, everything in mind. And it wasn't just, like the gameplay, as kind of standard as it was considered in the writing as well. Like, the choices that you make, or limitations or whatever, was all considered. I felt like it was a, right. Oh, boy, that's tough.
Let's come back to it.
Both of them are deserving.
Yeah,
they both are.
Let's make it the Spec Ops song at the beginning.
Okay, I'm going to move on. We'll come back to that here shortly. We're going to get through our two downloadable game categories. First up is our downloadable game of the year, Bottle Caps Division, for games that are a little bit more budget-priced, the lower end here. The nominees are Hotline Miami, Super Amazing Wagon Adventure, Fez, Awesome Knots, FTL, Mutant Muds, They Bleed Pixels, Gratuitous Tank Battles, Intrusion 2, and Dust Force. Consensus on Dust Force that it really wasn't all that great of a game.
No.
Yeah.
gets points for other more artistic values there. I love They Bleed Pixels, but I don't think it can hold with the rest of this crew.
Agreed.
I would say same thing with Awesome Knots.
Agreed.
Amazing value for that price.
We'll play its theme song.
Gratuitous tank battles. Tell me things.
If you guys didn't play it, it's tower defense, but both sides, and you customize basically every single weapon that you have. So, I mean, I hate to just call it a tower defense game because, I mean, there's a lot of depth to it, and you, not only are you dealing with just doing damage, but, you know, you're doing damage with shields versus armor penetration. I mean, it's one of the deepest tower defense games I've ever played. However, I can't argue. I think for people that like tower defense, great, but it's not universal.
But it would win best tower defense genre.
It would win best in-depth tower defense. Yeah, so I mean, definitely, that's not one that I'm going to fight over with the other ones.
Hotline Miami, Super Amazing Wagon Adventure, Fez, FTL, Mutant Muds, Intrusion 2.
I think Intrusion 2 was really, really cool, but as a complete package, I have a hard time putting it above some of those others there.
Yeah.
At least three of those others.
What three?
It's so cool.
What three are you going with?
My three would be FTL, Hotline Miami, and Fez.
I think I'm going to hold on to FTL and Hotline
Fucking
Miami.
Achievements in indie games, like in their genres, respectively, I think. That's like just amazing games.
Okay, Super Amazing Wagon Adventure. I love you to death, but.
Yeah, that was great. you know.
I'll give.
I did really like Intrusion 2. It did some shit really well. Like, oh my God. That was mind blowing when we first played it. Yeah.
Fez, Mutant Muds, and Intrusion 2. Fez, Mutant Muds, Intrusion 2. For the last spot.
It's not Mutant Muds. I loved it, but it's not Mutant Fizz. Muds.
I was going to say, Intrusion 2 is a really great action platformer, but I mean, and Fez is not the kind of game I like. However, I do understand what it did, you know, what its goals were, and it would be tough to argue that.
Yeah.
Man, I was actually going to go for Intrusion 2 over Fez. But,
I mean, looking at it across the board, stuff to
no, like, yeah.
That's no.
And we put some value on this too. That I was surprised that Fez was actually a $10 game.
Yeah. That was cool.
All right, FTL, Hotline Miami, and Fez. I'm leaning towards FTL on this one.
I really, really liked FTL.
That's the game FTL. That I would play. Okay.
The Hotline Miami was
I'm not dismissing it, but a
number two for me.
Yeah,
Fez was cool, but Hotline Miami was just like, whoa, fucking crazy.
Bottle Caps winner for Downloadable Game of the Year, FTL.
Motherfucking FTL, so good.
All right,
so good.
Downloadable Game of the Year Coins Division. Got a little more scratch for these. Mark of the Ninja, Journey. Jesus Christ.
Oh boy.
Trials Evolution, Orcs Must Die 2, Crater, Torchlight 2, Tokyo Jungle, Spelunky, Dust and Elysian Tale, and The Walking Dead.
Oh, what the fuck? Don't put that in there.
God damn it. This category's fucked.
This is... can we just say right now, Next. Collectively, this is like...
Bullshit?
This is... Every single game in this category was... Those are great, great, great examples of solid budget type titles.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
except Crater. Yeah, I'm just kidding because I know you loved it. I was just making a fucking joke.
I would say Crater as
over Walking Dead
in terms of polish. I prefer it over Walking Dead. However, no, I really.
I'm just stirring up shit. Don't respond.
No. I'm serious. I wouldn't fight for Crater because I think it has a limited audience. I think it definitely does, but
we're good. We're on the same page. We're a lot more on the same page tonight than I had anticipated.
Really?
Not that I thought we wouldn't be, but just I'm like, oh god damn,
no,
Ethan's.
I'm pretty
voting
rational.
For the same shit as I am. That's
pretty
weird.
Rational.
Okay,
but I knew where Justin was going to stand on all this stuff. No surprises out of him. And Aaron, just respect. That's it. Just nothing but respect.
Nothing but respect.
Orcs Must Die 2. I appreciate the game, but I think...
Oh, I'm fighting for that. Okay. I will fight for that game, because that was...
Over...
Okay, in Tokyo Jungle, can I illuminate Tokyo?
Yeah, yeah, dump that. It's fucking Pomeranian. It's really cool. Also, just no.
I'm okay with dumping Spelunky. Aaron, you with me?
Against some of those others, yeah, Spelunky's not going to win.
Yep. Again, yeah, that's the... Yep. Yeah.
So, Mark of the Ninja, Journey, Trials, Orcs Must Die 2, Torchlight 2, Dust, The Walking Dead. Can I move The Walking Dead into the finals?
Yeah, yeah. Just go ahead. Fucking do it. No one's going to punch you. Except maybe Ethan?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, just wait, because when we can still bump things in. It's not permanent. It's not permanent.
My next vote... Just wait. My next vote is for Mark of the Ninja.
That game was really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. There's a reason we were voting for Clay earlier.
Yeah, it's a
Mark
good
of the Ninja.
Yeah. Move that up.
Torchlight 2 has to be in there.
How the hell is Torchlight and Walking Dead and oh my god, all in the same category.
Yeah.
Yeah, Torchlight 2.
Okay, so I think Dust is out.
Yeah.
But
Torchlight, it seems so weird.
So
it
Torchlight
seems so
2
fucking weird.
Torchlight 2, Journey, Trials, Orcs Must Die 2.
You know what? I think Trials isn't as good a game as four or five of those other games.
Okay.
It's super fun, but no.
Torchlight 2, Orcs Must Die 2, Journey. That's why I threw Orcs Must Die out.
Here is where I think Torchlight 2, and I understand the emotional experience or
can
whatnot.
Can we throw out Orcs Must Die 2?
Yeah, we can. Okay. Because of Torchlight 2. Because that game, value, polish, longevity, it beats those... Kills those guys.
I feel like a dick if it didn't go in.
Oh, it has to. Yeah, I feel like a super dick.
Super dick.
Super dick.
It's not all right.
Our finals are Walking Dead, Mark of the Ninja.
What happened to Journey?
Torchlight 2.
One's fighting for Journey?
We just selected Torchlight 2.
Yeah. Wow.
Amongst
would
those
you take
three,
Journey
I can't fight
over...
for Journey.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Torchlight 2 has to. I'm sorry. I will not accept anything less than that. Love Walking Dead. I'm not going to say I love Walking Dead. I understand what it's doing. Great story. But if you're talking about a game. And I'm not saying it's... Now, wait a minute. Now, you're jumping to a conclusion that I'm not...
No. I know what I know what's going on in his head right now.
When you're talking about...
And he needs some creams for his butt right now. It's hurting.
How many times am I going to replay Walking Dead? I will probably go through once, and then maybe I might come and revisit it. Torchlight 2 is going to have... I'm looking at value, fun factor the whole time, longevity. It wins. There's co-op to it. There's so much.
Which game are you going to fucking remember?
I'm going to remember Torchlight 2.
No, you're not. You're going to remember Torchlight 3 or Torchlight 1
But we're not talking...
Runic's next thing.
But
you're
we're
not going to remember
game.
Torchlight 2.
I'm sorry, but we're saying game. What is the best game at that price? The best game? You can't just say...
I recognize... Fun gameplay. I enjoy fucking fun gameplay.
You can't argue Walking Dead.
Yes, I can.
No.
Yes, I can.
It's not even close to Torchlight 2.
Yes, I can. Because of the interactive choices you make in this game, pull you in to these characters like nothing else I've experienced.
If it was interactive experience, great.
Then game. I'm not... If you want to argue definition of game, it's going to be a long night.
No. I feel the same reasons that I do not like The Walking Dead as a game, or from those merits, like we agree upon, like those. But it's got to be included in this stuff.
Oh, I'm not saying it doesn't, but here's what I'm looking at right now. If Torchlight 2 was not as polished and as robust and thick of an experience, and Walking Dead has a great, great story, mm-hmm. and the choices, that's awesome. If there was nothing else to Torchlight 2, if there was not that much to sink into it, absolutely, that's fine. And I'm not trying to knock it, but I'm saying when I'm talking about a game, overall game, I want the game aspect of it over the story.
Well, then
point.
Also, I would put Mark and Ninja over Torchlight 2.
I wouldn't. Great game.
Aaron, where are you at? Mark and Ninja, Torchlight 2.
Is this an argument more for bang for your buck?
These are best game of these three.
Judging the games.
Like it's not. Okay. It's not. This is just the category to. Yeah. This isn't based on value and all that stuff. This is
so between Mark of the Ninja and Torchlight 2, I'm leaning Ninja. And Torchlight 2 has a lot of stuff to it, and I really like that kind of game. But I've got so much more enjoyment, I guess, out of the limited time I spent with, you know, playing start to finish with Ninja than what I've put into Torchlight 2 so far. It's kind of like what you were saying, like Torchlight 2 is like Torchlight 1, just, you know, they added more to it, they polished it up. But what I've done in Torchlight 2 has felt like a blur of me just slaughtering everything that would come at me, and I level up and I change my stuff. And it's a fun game, but my time with Ninja, I was just more immersed into what I was doing than Torchlight 2.
That's also my difference between those two. Just, I want that on the table.
I think Mark is definitely on the table. I mean, I'm not, but it would be between Mark of the Ninja and Torchlight 2. I mean, just hands down. I mean, I respect what The Walking Dead's doing. I'm not taking away from what it, but if the mechanics of those games weren't as good as they are, if there wasn't as much to those games as there is, then definitely, but I just don't think it has enough. I don't think the story's enough in this situation to...
I'm telling you, man, like...
Well, I realize it, but
the investment of the choices you make, and even... Okay, I recognize kind of what they pull over the player as far as, like, making you feel like you're making all these dramatically different choices. And the fact that they can convince you of that, and then they still just tell their story, and the story's so good, and I feel ownership of everything in this world, that's what makes the game stand out. And it's not, it's not a book, it's not a movie, I'm not getting this experience from anything else. This is still an interactive experience based on the choices that I make. And because of those choices, like, they affect so much, and they feel like they affect so much that it outweighs the fun factor that I have with these other games.
Yeah, I mean,
and then
okay,
so, but Aaron, you're in the unique situation of playing both.
Yeah, and that's what makes it hard. Like, I don't view The Walking Dead as not a game in comparison to the others. You do, I guess you provide more input in terms of, you know, you spend minutes sneaking through a level in The Walking Dead controlling everything versus The Walking Dead where, I don't know if I said things wrong. So yeah, in Mark of the Ninja, you're sneaking around, mm-hmm. stabbing guards, you get to the end, you can judge your success that way, and then The Walking Dead, you wind up in situations where you're watching things play out, and you might make Lee say this, or you might decide to save this person. But I still feel like they're both games, but yeah, the level of interactivity is maybe a little less, but the investment is still either on par or maybe greater than Mark of the Ninja. So there's pros and cons both ways, and that's my indecision at the moment.
Am I making any headway? Neither one of you guys.
Mark of the Ninja, Torchlight 2, definitely. Definitely between those two. But Walking Dead, I got to the third one, and I mean, it's cool, but there wasn't anything.
How far did you get in the third one?
I got in the first maybe 15 minutes or half an hour, but here's the thing is...
No, I'm literally telling you that there's a turning point 3/4 of the way through.
Oh, I understand, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough at that point. I slogged through.
So should somebody start at episode 3 or 4?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, there's not enough.
Got to be.
There's not enough to distract me from that game. Distract me from playing another game. That game just has not had enough to gripe. And I'm going to play it. I'm going to finish it eventually. I was really hyped up on the game the first episode. Second episode was cool, shocking, and whatnot. But then I wasn't excited for the next episode for some. I just wasn't super excited for that. And I think a lot of it had to do with I like adventure type games. I love adventure type games. I mean, but for me, the bang for my buck, for my value, for my excitement, I need something that has that gameplay, that is what gets me into a game, is that gameplay. And it just, I didn't, I don't know.
I'm stuck because I feel like episode 4 and 5 changed my. It just clinched it for me this year.
The entirety of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, you still need all.
Is in me now, so I hate to see it lose, but I do see the side that Mark of the Ninja and even Torchlight 2 have more going on gameplay wise.
Well, and the impactful aspect we have recognized and we have celebrated the impactful aspect of The Walking Dead. If The Walking Dead didn't get anything, the story is the big aspect of it. I mean, story is a very important thing, and for it to get recognized as having that greatest story, awesome. I 100% am behind that. But in terms of the game, with that lineup, with those are a lot of heavy hitters that we voted on here, and it's tough for me to look at The Walking Dead and say, you get story, best story, and you get best game of that price. To me... Mark of the Ninja and Torchlight 2 were much stronger candidates for that.
Can I throw my? Can I go?
Yeah.
All three of these games, you know, blah blah blah.
Good point.
Torchlight, it's probably the best value. Mark of the Ninja might be the best, like,
game.
Just, yeah, from pure game mechanics.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, wow. But I've never heard so many people get emotional boners over anything as the experience that is The Walking Dead. And it is an experience. Like, it's a choose-your-own-adventure game. It's a series of dialogue trees. It's still a game. It's still got a count. Value for your buck, like, is one thing. And best stealth game mechanics is another, but if you got $15 to spend, or $10, or whatever the fuck these are going to be, you know, then if I was making recommendation to somebody, like, just on the street, like, hey, dude, you know, I've been really getting into Steam games and shit, and I got $10 or whatever, and they're just like, they just like games, whatever. I'd probably say, like, you know what, you should play Walking Dead. Oh, when you got $50 to spend, go buy Diablo. And next paycheck, get Mark of the Ninja. And say, just fucking get Walking Dead, because I didn't like it, but you probably will.
You'd recommend a game that you didn't like?
I'm just saying, like, that's... I get it. I do.
Oh, I do.
You know?
I get it from the story side, and that's why I think it got best story. But I just think those other ones are just stronger.
I don't think Torchlight 2 does it. It's a great value and it's good, but I don't think it's the best game in that genre. And for this, can you close that? We got water coming in. We're getting rained on in the studio that has windows. It's like, I don't think it's Torchlight 2. It's great. I don't think it's that, and I don't think Mark of the Ninja is, like, the ultimate experience. I think it's really solid, but it's just that. Walking Dead is it's pretty unique. It's a pretty unique thing. And you don't usually get stuff that fulfilling at that low of a price point. Like, I think that is a big deal. So, I'm okay with that winning. I'm okay with that winning, just because there's maybe not something else in there. If there was something else in there, maybe I would pick it, but I can't see The Walking Dead losing to those two games, I guess. So much.
It's like, it's night and day between Mark and Ninja and Torchlight 2 for me, just because Torchlight 2 just didn't sink its teeth in me, and what Aaron was saying just about, like, mindless slaughter, like, it just kind of glazed over. I still enjoy it, and I am impressed by its level of polish and depth and all that stuff. But Mark Ninja stood out there. I do recognize the touchy debate of the gaminess of The Walking Dead. And like, I finished The Walking Dead the next day. I mindlessly played 90 minutes of Hotline Miami and enjoy my ass off, but still, like, I feel like I have a good grip of the weight of some fun factors in games, and The Walking Dead just fucking, yeah, it happened to me, and and I feel like the story was my own. Like it's so weird coming off of the year of Mass Effect 3 and the difference between how this wrapped itself up and the choices I've made. I had such a much more narrow path for The Walking Dead, but I felt like I had a wider one, and it told a better story. And
then Mass Effect 3? That's not in this.
I'm just.
Yeah. I think you're trying to argue game of the year right now.
That's a whole other. I'm gonna need a drink for that.
I'm gonna need a knife.
Well, I mean, it's whatever. I just personally. I mean, what I hear is, you know, story. Hey, good story. Just, I don't know. I wasn't enough about that. I know people were touched by it, but I don't, you know, that's great. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Just for me, you know, what am I going to recommend to someone, you know, spending money on? You know, probably a game that is more that gamey type game, more of a game that they could get, you know, a lot. And that's just,
and you wouldn't be wrong. Like, that's the thing. Like,
yeah. So I just, yeah, but I don't, you know, I don't know. I'm not gonna dig my feet in on it, but I think that, you know, I think there's a, not that it's a game, it's an adventure game. I would have loved for it to be. It definitely would have been up there if it had those adventure tropes that we're used to, you know, that item hunt or that, you know, pixel hunt, as they say, and that kind of stuff. And that is one reason why, to me, The Walking Dead does fall short. And if they were able to implement that kind of stuff, I think it would have been a contender for game of the year. It just, to me, I felt shoehorned in a little bit at times. I love the choices, but I felt led, you know what I mean? And I don't know. To me, those other games, real strong, real go-to games, you know, that I can jump on and play. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, but again, in terms of Walking Dead, I absolutely understand where you guys are coming from. It's just my emotional connection like that I get from books. I mean, that's just me. You know what I mean?
Like 50 Shades.
Like 50 Shades, Twilight series. Yeah. Yep. But I mean, again, I mean, you're not going to convince me on it because I don't.
I know, no, not, but I've just thought about that side. Like when I was going, because I knew the whole "is it a game" type debate was coming up. So, Walking Dead the show is one of my favorite things on TV right now.
Yeah,
but because of the interactivity, I'm much more invested in the characters in the Walking Dead game.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I
wait, more than Daryl.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's
yeah.
What?
yeah. I don't know.
First murder, and the Gamer Against Humanity award goes to Josh Lee.
Can we just put it to the vote, because this is, we don't want to go on all night with this one.
Yeah, we need to.
Majority votes are gonna win these things anyways, right? So just do that, just get it over with.
Walking Dead. Yeah.
Well, that's a bit
Walking Dead.
Okay. All right. That takes us back to Story of the Year before moving on to Game of the Year. Still Walking Dead between Spec Ops The Line.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't pick one there.
That sentence.
I've got no frame of reference for Spec Ops. I heard good stuff about it, but Walking Dead definitely is a huge story.
Good story. Yeah,
it's a good story.
They're like different though. Yeah. You know, they're doing different things.
I can't wait to play Spec Ops The Line. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I mean,
when did you finish it?
A couple days ago.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's why. Like, for some reason, I thought you finished it earlier.
It was an I can't sleep thing where I'm like, I'll play something. You know what? I should finish something that I need to talk about. I'm really glad I did. Where are we at right now on votes? Dude, call the votes. Let's do this like a jury.
I think we're Walking Dead, and I think you guys are Spec Ops.
Yeah.
And we,
yeah.
Do we have votes at all from the crew between these two?
I don't think. I looked. Hold on.
Did we write Spec Ops in?
Oh, yeah. Well, Spec Ops wasn't on there at the time.
No, it was on there.
Oh, it was? Okay. Was it? Okay. It's, someone else wrote it in, not me. Because I hadn't finished it yet. I just played like some of the beginning. I didn't get into that stuff.
There.
One, two, yeah. It's 3-2.
3-2 what?
The votes.
Let's go. Gotta go to
with
chat.
With what? What has three?
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck?
Sorry. The Walking Dead.
Three. Walking three, Dead.
Do you want to have the ultimate equalizer, see what chat thinks?
Well.
Horrible Night and Friends awards. I mean, I'm just saying. I respect everyone's opinions. Yeah. I'm just saying that.
Story of the year. The Walking Dead.
I mean, I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, Spec Ops, dude.
I think Spec Ops is on everybody's
it's
radar
doing, it's
now.
Doing some, it's doing some stuff.
All right. Brings us to the daddy.
All right.
I've got...
Let's start eliminating.
We're going to have five finalists here. And we're going to pick a winner.
No, that's not going to help our deliberation process.
You might be surprised.
Actually, oh, you know what? We've had a problem with fourth games a lot tonight, so having five on there might actually be okay, because we may not give a shit about five.
Game of the year for 2012, the Grammy nominees are Borderlands 2, Mass Effect 3, The Walking Dead, XCOM Enemy Unknown, Far Cry 3, Guild Wars 2, PlanetSide 2, Dishonored, Mark of the Ninja, and then pulling from our other categories, Call of Cthulhu, The Wasted Lands, Resident Evil Revelations, Orcs Must Die 2, and Trials Evolution.
I don't think any of those games should be on there.
You can go ahead and eliminate those.
Jesus. Guild Wars 2? Can we eliminate it? Is anyone going to say?
I've not played enough of it.
Wait, how about the games that have to... Whatever. You do this, Justin. You fucking moderate this like you have been doing. I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't know why I did that. Just then. I got excited. I got antsy.
I'm going to take a tingle really quick. I heard them all.
God damn it. All right.
I'm not deliberating without them in the room.
Can you just read them off one more time to me?
All right. The ones that are left. Borderlands 2. Mass Effect 3. The Walking Dead. XCOM Enemy Unknown. Far Cry 3. Guild Wars 2, PlanetSide 2, Dishonored, and Mark of the Ninja. I feel so bad for Dan.
He really loves that Guild Wars 2.
Man, I...
Dude, did you play... Okay, Verdian, be honest here. How many of those nine games we just listed did you play? Like, enough to say, yeah, that Guild Wars 2 is better than that. And remember, this is not a best value, whatever. This is, like, the best... This is, like, the number one achievement in gaming this year. Like, the best game, and that is everything that encompasses. And it is all those things wrapped into one. It's like a 56-point scoring system or something. You know what I mean? Like, the... It's Borderlands 2, Mass Effect 3, The Walking Dead, XCOM, Far Cry 3, Guild Wars 2, PlanetSide 2, Dishonored, and Mark of the Ninja.
All right, here we go. Ethan's back. Okay, as far as anything to recommend as finalists, I'm gonna take a swing here,
or elimination. Let's send him up because that worked better. I think the last couple times we had these troubles, send him up because you can always try to bump something.
Is anybody arguing against XCOM for finalist?
Let's come back to that.
Okay,
I need to look at the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see.
Far Cry 3.
Okay with it if you guys...
I am absolutely...
I'm okay with that being up in there.
Let's get a...
Dishonored? I'm just going to say Dishonored's up in there.
It's borderline. It'll be borderline. It'll be close.
Not unanimous. The Walking Dead, is that a unanimous finalist?
Got my vote.
I'm not sold on that one.
It's got my vote.
Let's come back at so what we've got. XCOM, Walking Dead, and
Dishonored. Mass Effect 3 cut.
What? Cut?
I'm just asking.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Borderlands 2 cut.
No, I can't. I think Borderlands 2 has to be in there.
Guild Wars 2 sounds like it's cut. Ethan? Oh, I mean, Ethan. Aaron? Okay.
It does a lot of stuff that I think is just really good for for being an MMO. Like, it got me back to play MMOs, mostly because there's no subscription, but I mean, just the way that world works and everyone kind of cooperates outside of that world versus world stuff.
We need to be moving these on a like a magnetic thing so we can, because what we need to do is compare them one to one and then move them above the other one. Mm-hmm. Can you do that?
Do we have a magnetic?
Mark of the Ninja?
I don't know if it can hold its own.
That's my only concern is like it's a, you know, awesome middleweight in the heavyweight division here.
Yeah. All right. So
yeah,
Borderlands 2, Mass Effect 3, Walking Dead, XCOM, Far Cry, Guild Wars 2, PlanetSide 2, Dishonored.
I think
we've got to cut 3.
I think PlanetSide 2 needs to be up there.
I don't know on that one. My cuts right
I'd
now...
I'd put it over Borderlands 2 and XCOM.
My cuts right now would be Guild Wars 2, PlanetSide 2, Borderlands 2.
I'd cut Borderlands 2 over 5 other games.
Get rid of Borderlands.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's...
All right. 2 more. Again, my cuts are Guild Wars 2 and, well, Guild Wars 2.
I'm going to get Vert that Guild Wars 2 win all by myself.
I loved XCOM, but total package, it doesn't, to me, beat Dishonored, PlanetSide 2, Far Cry 3, Mass Effect 3, or Walking Dead.
It's pretty light.
It's good, and it's got like that replayability and stuff. But it is in a way a one trick pony. I don't want to say it's like a, you know, but it's the gameplay itself, like you figure it out, and then it's just a matter of like dice roll. You're playing the dice rolls, you know, and you're like, don't hope you didn't click on the wrong place, but the tactics don't. It's really, really, really good, but just like Dishonored, holy shit! Like Mass Effect 3, holy shit! Far Cry 3, what? PlanetSide 2, amazing achievement in multiplayer games. And these guys, there's, you know, you're not bumping The Walking Dead off, so. To me, it would be if you're gonna put XCOM above something, it would have to be, I don't know, actually, no, I don't know. Maybe PlanetSide 2.
Yeah.
I mean, XCOM was awesome. It came at just, I feel like, the right time.
I feel really strongly about XCOM, actually.
Yeah, I would have to put it over PlanetSide 2. If Walking Dead is on there.
I don't agree, but if that it's going to happen, it's going to be that one. That's the one I feel least strongly about out of all those.
What, PlanetSide?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say XCOM.
But I think it's better than XCOM.
How about this top 5? Mass Effect 3, The Walking Dead, XCOM, Far Cry 3, Dishonored. What are you swapping Guild Wars for?
I like XCOM. I don't think I would put it in that. I would put Guild Wars. But XCOM is a really good game, but between the two, XCOM versus Guild Wars 2.
Didn't play Guild Wars. I can't. At all. So
fifth
I can't.
Place for me is Dishonored.
What do you mean? What do you bump? Wait, we were choosing between XCOM and Guild Wars there.
I don't. XCOM's like 2 for me, so I don't like.
Yeah.
Do you think Guild Wars belongs?
Huh? No, I don't.
Yeah.
Then I would that's say. 3 votes against Guild Wars in the top 5, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Aaron and everyone in chat. All
right. Our final 5. XCOM, Far Cry 3, The Walking Dead, Dishonored,
Mass Effect 3. What's not Game of the Year?
Mass Effect 3.
Nope.
I feel like Mass Effect 3 has got to be...
XCOM. No one's going to pick XCOM as number one. We're not ordering anything but the number one.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Who's going to vote for XCOM? Who is going to push for that?
Yeah, no. I won't. Great game, but no, I can't.
Right.
Oh, wait. Well, here's what I can't vote for Game of the Year. Is Dishonored and Mass Effect 3.
I can see Dishonored. It is not Game of the Year.
Okay. Far Cry 3, I struggle because I haven't played it, so I can't really...
Awesome. Are you going to push for it?
I would push for that.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
I will also state in this list, I'm not necessarily fighting for Walking Dead overall. Mass Effect 3 still leaves me with more anger than anything. But man, 99% of that game was my greatest experience of the year. So I can't fight it. Far Cry 3, Josh, you finished it. Is that a game of the year for you?
Not over Mass Effect 3.
Okay.
But I loved it. I loved it. But it's
if anybody knows the right way to do this, also let us know. Where are you two guys on Far Cry 3 as game of the year material? Like, is it...
So what do we have it compared to right now? Sorry.
XCOM, Far Cry 3, Walking Dead, Mass Effect 3. Those are the four Dishonored. Survivors.
Yeah.
Dishonored got eliminated.
I didn't play Mass Effect 3, so I can't really speak to that, though in terms of a tiebreaker based on stories and whatnot. I would say Far Cry 3. In terms of being a game, being solid, being just... Yeah. Engrossing, having those qualities that I think a lot of first-person shooters are struggling to get. It does not have the story. It does not have any of it, what Mass Effect 3 has.
Shit.
So, but, man.
I'm hearing tight. I'm hearing Far Cry 3 versus Mass Effect 3.
The thing is, like, all... Okay, and let me just respond to you.
What? Aaron.
Aaron didn't respond. Yeah, my bad.
The Walking Dead. Far Cry 3, Mass Effect 3, The Walking Dead, XCOM... Sounding like XCOM and Walking Dead are losing support.
Yeah. I mean, I really like The Walking Dead, and in some aspects, I could, strut around saying that was Game of the Year, but against these other ones, in terms of just full package, this is especially where Ethan's argument on, it's got a great story, sure. But what about everything else? I think really kind of shines through, and in that respect, Far Cry 3 is just it's a good looking game, it's a fun game, you've got so much choice in how you play it, in terms of like going loud, you can stealth in that game, it's like having your own island just to do the stupidest violent stuff. And I never touched the co-op or multiplayer, but I was playing it earlier today, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I hope that's not influencing my lean towards it just because it's so current. But Mass Effect 3, I kind of felt I finished out of obligation because I've started the other two, and then the ending left that sour taste.
I think Dishonored did just as much with its gameplay as Far Cry 3 did. Different styles, but... It did as much. I think Far Cry 3 was the best first-person shooter sandbox that we've had maybe ever. Like, what would you compare it to? A Crysis or Far Cry or something? I mean, what? No, you wouldn't even say
strictly first-person shooter. Yeah, I would say.
Like that. It was it just took, you know, it took a lot of stuff that had been done before in the series, and it just made it like all of it better. Gameplay was fun, always fun for me. The story was cool. What was there? And it did some neat stuff with that. But like I can't even compare the story with that to like Mass Effect or even Walking Dead. But I also thought the Mass Effect 3's gameplay was also really fun. It was shooter, RPG, whatever, you know. But they did the shooter parts in 3 best out of all three of those games.
Yeah.
And it's night and day from 1 to 3.
Yeah.
Like night and day. And it was fun. I always had fun shooting shit in Mass Effect 3. You also went on an adventure. It was a ride. Far Cry 3 was a sandbox. Mass Effect 3 was a ride. And it wasn't just a ride. I think Walking Dead was a ride and only a ride. I think Walking Dead took one component of Mass Effect 3, which is like the dialogue wheels, and turned that into a game. I mean, I don't think the adventure genre has anywhere else to go. I think like some of the stuff coming out of Wild Jedi Games, like that's the best adventure games out. Walking Dead is a dialogue wheel game. There's some quick time shit, you know, but that stuff, no one fails that. Like, not really. Like, it's the choices. Do. It's the choices, yeah. Really, right?
Yeah.
So Mass Effect 3, the ending, like, which is, by the way, made better by the extended cut, which everyone gets for free. it really is. But
that said,
like the ending was just like, what in the fuck? But it was wrapped up. It wasn't a fucking cliffhanger. It wasn't whatever, and it did not ruin my opinion of that game, which is that it is the best total package. It is the best game of the year. I cannot pick Far Cry 3 over Mass Effect 3, and I can't pick Dishonored, Walking Dead, or XCOM over that either.
So no, can anyone pick XCOM for Game of the Year besides me?
Well, you said you weren't gonna pick that. You said that was number 2.
Well, I could get behind somebody on that. That's all I'm like. I could support it.
Huh.
Like I'm not gonna try to argue for Walking Dead for Game of the Year. It's basically where I'm at. And then so for the other three, XCOM's probably the one that I was leaning towards the most. Just consensus. But you're strangely quiet on Far Cry 3, Ethan.
Here's the issue. Because if I was dumb and completely like blind to what Mass Effect is, I could say Far Cry 3 or XCOM, even for that matter, because both games I've played a lot, without a doubt.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But it's tough to me. Far Cry 3, if we're basing this off my top two of the games that I have played, Far Cry 3 and XCOM, based on the games that I have played that are within this. But I don't have maybe the argument to, because the one thing that Mass Effect 3 wipes the floor with Far Cry 3 is story and that engaging element to it.
And the action's pretty damn good.
And yeah, I mean, if it didn't have the gameplay, and I've seen people play, I mean, again, it's tough for me to argue Far Cry 3. It really is.
The weird thing I'll add on to Mass Effect 3 is that the multiplayer has been strangely well received. And I know
The co-op is really good.
I know a lot of people that still play it.
But in fairness, I have not touched the Far Cry 3 multiplayer.
I haven't really heard much about it.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I do know that, yeah.
So again, it's like
Mass Effect did have pretty solid, generic, but solid co-op.
Tell me about Far Cry 3, Aaron. Tell me about Far Cry 3. I know how excited these guys have been about it. I don't know where you are at on Far Cry 3 on your scale of games this year. Like, is it a
Far Cry 3's story? Yeah, I think is overshadowed by Mass Effect or the majority of Mass Effect 3's story. But both games have characters that can get you to have opinions about things. Like, it's weird playing as a character that if I saw Jason Brody from Far Cry 3 walking down the street, I would think, what a douchebag. Especially with if he was with all his friends. But then you play as him, and you kind of get this weird half-attachment to... You want to make him better. You want to make him a badass. But he's still kind of a douche, and then you're saving all his douchey friends. But then people on the island are just horrible in, like, more malicious ways. These, like, you and your friends are harmless. But then I'm having these reactions like to Voss and other characters. And I'm like, these people were just horrible. And maybe your character deserves to be on this island in this situation. But, you know, it's a weird kind of conflict. But pushing the whole story thing aside, I'm having a ton of fun just playing the game, just running from one thing to another, hunting. You know, like one moment you're fighting a tiger, and then the next you're doing a crazy ATV supply, you know, drop and... then you're hang gliding. It's just the most bizarre kind of thing. And in its kind of randomness, there's a joy to be had. Mass Effect 3, though, it's a lot more coherent. There's the attachment if you played the first two. And Josh is kind of half selling me on wanting to just put my vote in that direction just because it is a fun game. That ending's not that great. But it's a fun game. You can make Shepard who you want him to be. He can have, you know, biotic powers. He can shoot people. Or you can make Shepard be Jennifer Hale and be arguably, to some people, the best Shepard.
Remember when I went back and I played
Mass
Effect 1 and 2, and then I played all this year?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So and the multiplayer was fun. So
XCOM's been eliminated mostly for... it's being a one-trick pony. I hate to simplify. It's a top five game of the year for us. But if I mean, like, is that ultimately? You played a ton of it.
I love my time with it. But to me, I can't. I'm enjoying. I enjoyed it for a much different reason. Far Cry 3 seems more appealing to me at this point. It's tough for me to argue XCOM to Far Cry or to Mass Effect 3. I mean, it is because. We have XCOM history, but it's a different kind of... I mean, it's a different kind of history. Like, you know, it's almost like I enjoyed, Dawn of the Dead, the 1970s version. Mm-hmm. I love one of my favorite movies, but am I going to say that that's a better horror movie than The Exorcist? Not really. I can't. You know what I mean? There's almost that level of, you got to be honest with how it's put together. I enjoyed it more, but I'm not going to argue. I don't know. That's
Josh, what... was Far Cry 3 missing? What was like?
It formed in my head. Like, as you guys were talking about Far Cry and Mass Effect, I'm just sitting here thinking, it's, you know, earlier I said it's like Far Cry 3 is like the ultimate sandbox. It's still just a sandbox when you're playing. Like, it's, it's got missions, yeah, and you go places and whatever, but you're always just playing in the sandbox, and Mass Effect 3 has a purpose. And I think the best video games have a purpose, and they combine it with all those other elements. Those make the most lasting effects with me. Like Walking Dead has a purpose. I just think that if it just had, like, great gameplay to go with that story, then we wouldn't even be... we'd be done already. And... Mass Effect 3 has great story. I think it's great. I really do really enjoy the story of Mass Effect 3. I think they do so many great things with the character. The writing's fucking awesome. There's like tons of like sweet fan service for everybody that played 1 and 2, which there's no reason you shouldn't play at least 2, you know, before you play 3, but really I just look at it and I'm like, "Well, fuck. Mass Effect 3, what an achievement."
Okay.
Like Act 3 of this amazing, amazing story. And I look at Far Cry 3 and I go, wow, that's fun. That's just really, really, really fun. But I'm not going to remember it in 5 years.
Someone has to really champion Far Cry 3 for me just because I haven't played it. Mass Effect 3 I see as a game with a flaw that Josh and I talked about this. Mm-hmm. A lot of these games have flaws that allow for something to overtake it in greatness. And
but man, that Mass Effect 3 flaw is literally 5 minutes of the game.
Aaron,
at the end. And I feel like, sometimes I feel like a fanboy when I bitch about it. Like, there are people that play that and they don't hate it.
Yeah.
But I, you know.
Okay.
I just, to throw it out because of that seems really, really like, I feel.
Where's your head out, Aaron?
It feels petty? I don't know. It's weird. It's weird.
I was going to say, where's your head? Where's your head at between Walking Dead, Mass Effect 3? Like, are you still getting swayed towards Mass Effect 3 in general? Or did I throw out Walking Dead too early?
Between those two, it really just changes how you want to view the title. The Walking Dead would be my experience of the year when it comes to video gaming. But a full game of the year, I feel like maybe, and, you know, people's responses to Mass Effect 3 and its ending or whatever, any part of it are going to be different. But if I got thrown on an island and had to play one of those games for the rest of my life, Mass Effect 3 would entertain me far more than my experience one time through The Walking Dead.
All right.
I love that.
I hope that doesn't happen to you, though.
Yeah, wow.
Those pirates from Far Cry 3 are going to come in, and
man,
they're going to be on the island.
I really, I hope he gets stuck with a pinball machine. Really,
something the Avengers table.
I'm hearing Mass Effect 3.
It's tough to argue that. It is tough to argue that one. Far Cry. Yeah, 3.
I wish really more of you felt strongly about this, because I want people to be passionate about this. Like, we don't.
Oh, but it, there's passion, and then there's just denying the gravity of that game. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to do that with Far Cry 3, because Far Cry 3 is an excellent, excellent game. But that's almost the other opposite end of my argument, whereas it's a really, really fun game, but is there something connecting me to that island? I mean, Aaron said it best, like, there's a bunch of, you're saving a bunch of douchebags at the end of the day. I like Jason Brody. I like what they did with that. I do want to kill all those pirates, but from what you say about Mass Effect 3, and again, I'm judging this based entirely on your stories, Justin's stories, Gifford's story. I mean, from that, I can pull from and say, look, it's tough to argue. It's really tough to argue.
It also wins in our offline voting.
Whoa. Fuck this. Let's just give it to Assassin's Creed 3.
Did we say Snuggle Truck came out last year?
Yeah. That's always the caveat.
Yeah. I was going to say,
The 2012 Grammy for Game of the Year goes to Mass Effect 3. We did it.
All right.
Yeah.
We did it.
Are you not?
Nice job.
Yeah.
Good work. We'll do a quick rundown. Give Aaron a high five here. Oh, boy. Woo! It's a journey.
Journey? You want to talk about Journey?
Journey game of the year.
Recap the latest awards. Mobile game of the year, Call of Cthulhu, The Wasted Lands. Handheld game of the year, Resident Evil Revelations. Co-op game of the year, Orcs Must Die 2. Competitive multiplayer game of the year, Planetside 2. Best local multiplayer game of the year, Trials Evolution. Game music of the year, Dust Force by Lifeformed. Indie developer of the year, Clay. Story of the year, The Walking Dead. Downloadable game of the year, Bottle Caps Division. FTL, Downloadable Game of the Year, Coins Division, The Walking Dead. Game of the Year, Mass Effect 3. We at Horrible Night thank everyone involved in our Grimmies selection process, and for everyone out there listening, 2012 has been a fantastic year for games, and I couldn't be more excited for 2013. And gentlemen, this has been a great night. Thanks for doing this.
Fuck you guys. No, I love you. I love you guys. Oh.